All right, yeah, we live. We getting it cracking. There, we about to get it going. And we about to get it going. We back again. Here we go. We don't have an intro yet, but we gonna get one.
We need a nice intro.
You do got a quick up.
Yeah, you got one, James.
I'm gonna just play it for my phone. Y'all ain't gonna be able to hear it, though.
He was ready. He was ready.
We getting back at it. We about to start doing it. We about to get into it. We about to get it going.
Yeah, we about to get it going right there, boy.
We about there.
I'm talking about like in real life, though.
It's out there.
Like, where's she at? Yep.
She right here with me.
That's the question. Real question.
Yeah.
And the better question.
If she was a stripper,
the tied us all in.
Yep. She taking.
Go
all
ahead. Go ahead.
If she was a stripper, she taking all my money that night.
I got y'all in my earphones. I can hear y'all.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. Like, how things are nowadays, and how it's a new year, and most people this year, I doubt most of them are even trying to do a resolution. But considering that, I feel like just in general, as men, that's who we're all on this podcast right now. I feel like a man should constantly be improving monthly, daily, yearly, trying to be a better man than he was, trying to be a better man than he is. So, in 2021, with that consideration, sorry, I'm a little drunk.
Already?
But I've been drinking all day, actually. I've been drinking all day. Come on now. I woke up at 10 and started drinking.
I believe that. Worm being in the mirror like,
you stressed out, my nigga?
And drink some more.
Stressed out? No. I just have a bottle. I may as well drink it. That's how I look at it.
And started drinking.
Let me hold on. Let's fucking going into this discussion. Let me defend myself. Before we get into this discussion. Hold on, man. First of all, fuck you niggas. Fuck you niggas.
What's going on with you, man? What you really want to
say? I have a 3-day weekend. I got a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
And I'm juiced about that, so I've been drinking since Saturday. You're absolutely right.
Oh, man.
I woke up this morning and was like, I probably should take a drink, but I was like, I'm going to wait. And then I saw my girl pour a drink in her coffee, and I was like, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Said, fuck it. So fuck you, niggas.
I can't
sound
even
like some enabling going on over there, buddy. You want to talk about that?
But anyway, man. Back to it, man. Back to the seriousness. Like, seriously, I feel like I'm gonna start it off. But like, y'all could jump in whenever y'all want.
We should be able to have a conversation.
Yeah, we should. I'm gonna introduce myself then.
Okay.
I'm gonna introduce y'all. I'm gonna bring y'all in there. First of all, I'm that worm guy, comedian, author, cartoonist, and this is we ain't even thought of a name for this podcast yet, but this is basically a roundtable of us niggas trying to conversate and develop conversations, but. Go around, everybody introduce yourselves. I'm gonna start with from my left, it's Rado and Kato. So y'all niggas go ahead and introduce yourselves first.
Kato, my IG is at me knows the way. If you motherfuckers can spell or not, that's on y'all. But we were just gonna get into this podcast, touch on some subjects, you know what I mean? Let's just get into it, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm Rado.
God damn. That was perfect for me.
JC, producer, engineer, everything. Woman lover, daddy. Woman got hella lover. Kids.
Woman lover.
Follow me on IG at JC Productions, _ Productions. Tap in if you need some beats, some mix and master. Let's get it. Gang gang.
Carol? Oh, I thought it was flying. Are you, man? They call me Big Daddy D, man. You are.
Yeah.
Why they call you that?
Hey, don't follow me on IG. I'm gonna just tell you that right now. I don't need no smoke. I don't need no choke. D-real 80s baby. You feel me? Aspiring artist, whatever you want to call it, man. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga's an aspiring artist.
Aspiring, you already aspiring.
I said aspiring male artist, man.
Oh, you got him?
You should have said cage fighter. You out there fighting in the streets.
Hey, do you think it's a video?
Oh, I'm sure.
Somebody had to record that shit. I want to find that shit. I want that
hell
shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna go viral. Oh, man. Twan, hurry up and introduce yourself so we can get this going, man.
Oh well, I'll just say I'll go by my IG handle, which is Brother Man Brown. I am a certified booty eater.
He asked that.
And you know, I gotta have my sweet baby Ray's though. I can't do it if I ain't got that. So, outside of that,
somebody get this nigga some help.
Yeah. We need to turn this into a convention for this nigga.
Nah, just send me some more booty. I'm good. So,
you can tell that nigga. You can tell that nigga his man, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Call his man. That nigga.
All right, but outside of that, just IT guy, I guess. Tech guy, I don't know. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The thing that I love the most about y'all and everybody's differences is the fact that as much as we all different in some ways, a lot of ways, we all think the same, we all act the same. And to come back to the topic, being a man, I feel like all of us can kind of identify with, I'm gonna make a one kind of statement that I feel like encompasses basically all men. And from there, we'll kind of branch out and try to like see what you guys also feel like it takes. Because first, let me say that like in today's age, being a man with how like free speech and everybody trying to be, more in tune with the identity of that, like a man doesn't fit a certain mold. I still feel like a man does actually fit a certain mold. I still feel like a man is that figure, that identity that's just kind of like a, to be honest, to break it down to its simplest terms is, I don't play shit. I don't take shit. I'm me, and that's just all it is. Like, I'm gonna do what I want to do, and everybody else is gonna like who is like cool with me is gonna understand that and go along with what that kind of identifies with. How do y'all feel about that?
I believe that feeling that way and being that kind of headstrong only comes with experience. And also coming with age, because, not so much either with age too. It also comes with experience, because we all have different age groups right here. You feel me? Like we're kind of similar, but we all experience shit at different times. So it gets you though, and change your perspective for what you will and will not accept. So it ain't nothing wrong with that at all. It's just more so I learned too, as getting older, we become more set in our own ways, and then we have less give in a sense. You know what I mean? Like less patience for bullshit. And I don't feel there's nothing wrong with that. So, man, what was the question? I'm fucking high as hell.
You don't have to mind us too, because we all stoners, we all drinkers, so we may lose our train of thought from here and there.
Hey, but we all know.
But we all know. We own. That's the most important part.
Now, you still listen?
Say the question again, but exactly. In a short way.
Yeah.
The question, the kind of the question.
All drug, like fucking Shakespeare and shit.
Yeah, keep this shit.
Hold on. Hold on, niggas. You gotta excuse me. I also have. I can be a little bit long winded when it comes to some shit. But kind of the question, I didn't make a kind of a question. I made more of a statement, and it's kind of asked you guys what y'all thought of that. My statement was like, what do you think like is the best way to kind of just sum up like what it is or what it takes to be a man? And my first statement for that was. It like, to be honest, what I feel like a man is somebody who, and I don't mean to be long-winded, but it's hard to describe how I feel about it. Cause it's like, I feel like a man is the type of dude who's like, I see what I want to do. I know what I want to do. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to change how I am. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. So this is how I am.
Being decisive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Being decisive, being ambitious, and you're fucking going for it, right? You got to
exactly
your nuts hang and go for it, right? Otherwise, you're just gonna just wonder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, and owning up to shit. You know, like this is what I'm gonna do. And this is what this is how I'm gonna do it. Like, fuck.
Well, let's make a Daryl burning some shit in the background. Burning
that's why I'm fired. Man,
that's why I admit that nigga.
This man is
drunk. Fired up Daryl.
I'm like, shit, I'm some chicken right now.
I beat that nigga. I was putting nigga on mute. I agree with that. I had a conversation today with somebody about ownership. And I told her today, like, I'm the first person to tell you, like, I'm a good liar. So if you know I'm a liar, if you know I'm a liar, you got an idea if I'm a liar, you better just know I'm a liar. Like she was like, yeah, because I know you'd be lying. So therefore, you know I'm a liar. So you know me. So at least I'm meant to say I'm a liar. Hey, I don't lie all the time, but today I had a pretty good one. Like on my back up against the wall, I can lie myself out of a ticket. I can lie myself out of some bullshit. Like, man, I'm a good liar. So. I mean, I take ownership of my shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Straight up.
But that's what a man person do. I mean, and I think that's what like a lot of men go wrong with, especially when it comes to being a man. Like what I was so wrong was emotion. Like a lot of men, we keep our emotions bundled up, and then when we get mad at something, we just blow up and start going off and ready to fight or taking somebody's head off.
Yeah.
It's been like a simple. You know, this is how I feel. You probably should go about this, or whether it's with another man or a woman. If you go like off being a woman, or you got a problem with like a man, instead of holding it on, you know, just go at that person like, bro, this is how I feel. Bro. You a bitch ass nigga.
Right. I feel you.
But yeah, man, that kind of. Go ahead. What the fuck?
Nah, I was going to say, man, that.
You got his little backyard.
Pop a firecracker.
Go ahead, nigga. What is this saying? Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I was just saying, bro. That type of with James, just to piggyback on what James was talking about, bro. Nigga, that type of shit just come from upbringing, male upbringing, bro. Like all that bottled up emotion type of shit. But we wasn't raised to be no bitches, bro. Coming from where we come from, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is just it's just like that, bro. And the females don't even understand what some understand, but the majority of them don't. You feel me? Like niggas didn't experience that type of worse growing up or something. Yeah. You don't know how to love, nigga. I had to learn how to love, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
What, you got something else to say on it?
You do whatever, like,
no,
you
did. Actually hear that.
So. Right. Okay.
Because I was like, did I was going right to say, up? Like, society pushes that.
Yeah.
For guys to, like, keep their feelings in. They don't say nothing, you know?
Right.
It's supposed to be, like, this silent, strong statue. You know, they ain't got no guns. They just go do shit.
That's why you could silently slap the fuck out of somebody.
But no, we could unpack that a little bit. Like the idea that like a guy is supposed to be not supposed to show emotion. Now, I would say that it's not so much that we're not supposed to have emotions, because that's what a lot of people will try to say, that we're trying to perpetuate this idea of like guys don't have emotions, we don't feel nothing, and we're just emotionless creatures, when it's more of just like, I feel like where most people try to call it toxic masculinity, when you're trying to teach your son, you're trying to teach
that shit.
Right. When you try to teach it, when you're trying to teach a young man, and I'm saying like that, they would say that when you try to teach a young man not to be emotional, that would be considered toxic masculinity. I would say that instead. I would say instead, it's instead of like being toxic, it's more of just this identity of like, if your son falls down from his bike and scrapes his knee and cries about it, he can cry about it, but don't let this nigga cry all day about it. He can't be like blubbering all day. I scraped my knee. Crying all day. It's like, come on now. Like, exactly.
That's like, okay, for instance, just an example, when I was younger, say I scrubbed a bike and scraped my fucking knee. I thought I was the end of the world. But my uncle coming and telling me, hey, do we got to go to the hospital? I'm like, no. He said, are you bleeding? I said, a little bit. He said, are you going to die? I said, no. He said, all right, then get the fuck up. You're okay. And I was like, oh, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
That's it exactly. That's it.
But I understand toxic, what you say?
Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. I can't even say it. It's so ridiculous, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just like my bro said, he wasn't raised to be no bitch, bro. You're raising a man, and then as a man, your role amongst society and amongst having a family unit or everything should always be a protector and a provider, bro.
Right.
And so you can. Right. Yeah, the best way you can. You know what I mean? Don't knock nobody for what they do. Hey, what you say? It's only one step from the limbo to the gutter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So get it how he get it. Yeah. However he hustling.
So
man, get on that.
So do y'all think that we should raise our sons like that? Like, don't show a female your emotions, or I mean, cause me about to have a son, Drill's little cousin.
Daryl, so, how you feel, Daryl?
Welcome to my world, Daryl.
Daryl kind of ignored me.
Am I muted? Am I muted?
No, we can hear your dumb ass.
Nigga trying to get me back. Man started firing
me. Come on, man. Hey, like, he got cold back like, there. He put the shirt on and started a fire.
Yeah,
boy.
What'd you say, JC? What'd you say?
Like for me, like I'm in a house with three nephews, and you know, so that's like my nephew's a model. He's a basketball player, but he's soft. He can play some good hoop, but if you push him, he's gonna cry. So my thing is, if I'm like, hey, nigga, don't be crying. Like, just get back up and keep going. But to him, it's like, oh, man, like it hurt. And then my nephew Braylon, which is younger than he is, Braylon fall and skin his knee all up. He got a hole in his knee. And he's like, I'm about to go back on my motorcycle. I don't care.
Right.
So it's like, again, like I agree with it. This how it's because Zamalin's dad is that way. Right. His dad will cry like in a second. You know, Brandon ain't going to cry in a second. Brandon will be like, man, whatever. We're going to tape it up and we're going to keep going. So me, I don't want to be too hard on Zamalin, but then again, I'd be like, nigga, toughen up. Don't be no punk.
I got a question for that you talking about right now. On that subject, with who you talking about, your interactions with him, do you ever be rough with him? Like, do you ever sock him up or grab him or all the time?
Yeah. So for him, like he gets a kick out of slapping me in the back of my neck. But if I go slap him back, he crying. So it's like, dude, like, okay, like he want to be like a little comedian, so we be joking all day. Uncle James, you got a long head, and I get back on him, and then he upstairs crying. Like, So you can't that's just him though. Like he's like really like an emotional person. It's like damn, nigga, like
how old is
that? I don't think that's something you can't teach. Right, teacher right. Boy.
That's the thing. But that's something like that's why I asked, how old is he?
How old am I? Like what, 12?
Okay, 11, 12? Yeah, exactly. You figure he's only 12 right now. So if he's like that right now, he's gonna get all that little crying shit out of his system right now. So when as he get older, he's not gonna do that shit no more.
And then the cool part is he about to hit the age where he's gonna be into girls. So his whole mentality is gonna change,
right?
Like once he get that seventh, eighth grade, start thinking different, and then he gonna be like, "Man, I'm gonna fall," and like, "Okay, man, fuck it, this shit don't hurt no fucking mug." He's like, "Cause I got bitches looking at me now, so now I'm trying to be out." So he cool. That's the only way he can trip off about it because chicks change a man's whole thought process. So once you start really liking them, you be like, "Oh, they like me," then he's like, "Ooh, all right." I ain't crying no more. I'll say, man. And then he's gonna be tough. And then so while he playing like his little sports, then his whole sports plan gonna change. And you'll be like, all right, well, I didn't have to rough him up because it's already gonna change naturally for him. So the chick's gonna do that for him.
Right.
And the thing's kind of random too. Let me just give a shout out to the ladies. Big up to the ladies because you have to deal with some numbskull motherfuckers, but at the same time, you can have a man sitting high on the mountain like a king. But then you can also do things dirty. So, you know what I mean? It is what it
is. But that's a whole other part of, like, sadly to say, the influence of women also affects a man and how he will even define himself. What you're saying, Righto. If once he starts noticing the girls or noticing him, if he falls from his bike and scrapes his knee and starts crying about that, and the girls start making fun of him, that'll hurt more than like you as an uncle like making fun of him or telling him to get up, because he'll be then realizing like, oh man, my peers or even just this girl that I like is thinking like I'm a wimp or I'm not a tough guy because something like this bothered me. It'll be like even not even talking that sense, like just the guy like who's up in class who could be doing his work all day but not getting attention for girls, who notices the guy who's in the back of the class making fun of the teacher, throwing paper planes or throwing books at the teachers in some classes. that nigga getting the attention of like the girl, all the girls in the classroom, and then the other guy's going like, I'm talking about your ass.
Yeah, I know your ass. I threw a whole Spanish book.
I had a fucking teacher in our class. Lord, he ducked and dodged it.
Mr. Osorio, bitch ass,
his man just saw he's about to go down. He tripped.
You go out to edit it. We're just going to edit it. So sorry, I was going to watch this and be like, look at that nigga right there. He threw that book at me.
I tried to kill that nigga though, but I didn't
hit the oh my god, shut up, man.
Allegedly.
He drunk right now. He got
shut up. This nigga said, shut up. But no. Oh, shit. Yeah, just like that too. Like, we can even talk about that, how like the influence of like having women looking at you now can also influence you as a man, because that starts to change your outlook, starts to change how you dress, even how you behave, just because you start to then notice that women are looking at you, or young girls at the time, and you start to think that like, oh, I gotta impress girls. So like, what do you think like some of the things that like in that point are like what you should hold on to, or something that you should identify to even not get distracted by something like that?
Well, I think women.
I'm done with women. What did you just
but
say?
But I think women, from a perspective, I think like from a perspective on a man being a man is hella different, because I've came across women that say, oh, this nigga can't fix a car, or he can't go under my hood and change this and that. And like, nah, oh, I can't do that. So right. Did that make me a man, not a man, because I don't know how to fix some car?
Hell no.
Cut some hair.
Nah, they just everybody got different skill sets. Right?
Nah.
Different strengths, man.
Right.
Let me clarify, because this nigga Keek said he was confused by what I was asking. Saying, what do you feel like influences a man from a woman's perspective, or like basically what from a woman influences a man to make him change or make him think like to be the type of man that he is? And then even like what James is even saying, okay. Like, all right, well, am I less of a man because she's trying to identify who I should be? Right.
I get what you're saying. You don't complicate the question, though. That's what's throwing me off. So basically, all
right, fair enough.
What identifies as come on, bro. You doing extra shit, bro.
So my bad. Apparently, I'll read books. Fuck you, niggas.
Hey, bro. Fuck you, bro.
No, I get it.
I don't need to read two paragraphs for a two sentence phrase.
So from my understanding of the question, so I dealt with this issue a lot. So, like, just like, for instance. Like, I was all like Mr. Nice Guy or whatever with girls or whatever, you know? And I'm like, oh, let's talk about your feelings and all that shit, you know, and trying to be your friend and all that. And you see that? See right there? See, I didn't understand, like, how these motherfuckers around me getting all these bitches and they talking to them like they shit. And, you know, I'm like, no, you can't do that. You got to be nice and all that shit. And I wasn't getting no ass, no nothing. And then
you
I was
getting
like,
friend zone, huh?
Exactly. So then that I was like, I was definitely that guy. But so then I was like, you know, hey, let me try what they're doing.
Learning.
I just started treating them like shit and talking to them crazy. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting head, I'm getting ass. I'm like, oh, I'm like, this the way to go. I'm like, so it's like, so one thing is kind of, but for this point, is like, a woman will say they want this type of person.
If we had a phone line right now, any female callers would be blowing this motherfucker up, right? Yeah. Because they're curious just about treating shitty. But you're speaking more in the generalization, so I know the comments don't go crazy right now. But we need to open up a phone line, like a blue or something like that, and we could get lit up.
Because it's true. Because the worse you treat a chick, the more she into you. The horrible, she know.
Yeah,
that you ain't shit, and she know, but you can tell her like, man, I ain't shit, and she like,
done that for the time. I ain't shit.
I just put that in the text message. Look, I just sent that in my text. Yeah. I said you don't want to fuck with me. I ain't shit. Next thing you know, nigga, I'm getting naked, ab naked pics and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Let me see that shit, nigga.
I'll do it right now.
Let me see that shit.
I feel like even with that, it's not so much that you being like a ain't shit nigga. It's more of just the fact that like you kind of almost even like in a space where you don't give a fuck. And I think that's what really like is the thing that attracts women, the fact that like you have an identity where you don't give a fuck.
I don't think it's that. I think, you know, when niggas really like into themselves and then they reach that level, like, man, like I'm the nigga.
Yeah.
I think it's more like the bitches, like they feed off that shit. Like it don't matter what he say, what he do. Like once you get like that glow, it's just like you know, you're unstoppable. It don't matter. Yeah. Like you just said, nigga. Glow. Like,
get that glow. Please, get that glow.
Yeah. And then you know, and they feel that shit. They're like, all right. Like he got this confidence about himself, so I don't care what he say or what he do. Like he can do whatever, and you know, and I'm a this nigga. But it's more just because that nigga, you know, he just got that glow. So you know, ain't got to be hella disrespectful and shit. It's just once you get to that level, it's like, man, it's whatever. Hey. So and some niggas that's super good, and some niggas, you know, fuck with this shit.
Like, just in a simplify exactly what you're saying. When you exude confidence, doors open.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody. There's a thin line. Women, but just can we agree that there's a thin line between arrogance and confidence?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right. Look, I want to get to that. Twan, what was you about to say though? Just before we get to that.
No, I was saying, like, not only with just with women, but just your, like, career and stuff like that. Whatever you're trying to do for a living.
Right? Just as a man, with being decisive, you have to be, you got to be ambitious and confident in your decision.
And if you get to that man, like, once you get there, the shit is unstoppable. Like, you can take over the world if you can get to that level of, like, that confidence. Yeah. Like, man, I got this shit. And you get that glow, and that shit keeps going. Man, you start to like Goku and Shang going super stand on motherfuckers. Hey, and you just keep getting stronger. Like, and the shit just keep going. Yeah. Like, man, like, this shit is like, man, it's fucking amazing. And they can just become billionaires off that shit.
Hell yeah.
Now, to what you was talking about, Keith, I feel like yeah, there is a thin line between confidence and asshole. Like, right. The confident dude who comes into the room and knows that, like, he's like, whatever. He's like, I don't got to be the best nigga in the room. I'm the best nigga from, like, who I want to be, and that's all that matter. The asshole, I feel like, is the nigga that comes into the room and it's like, nah, I am the I'm the biggest nigga in this room. Anybody got a problem with it? I'm gonna prove how better I am than you in some regard.
Yeah, it's like Batman and Superman. You know, y'all niggas both got the game and you both got the glove, but it depends if you want to be doing shit for dark or you want to be hella light with it. So, you know, it goes like hand in hand. You still a good guy. It's just how you want to do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Is that her, Daryl?
What are you doing, man?
Look at this. Look at this, man. We gotta do editing on this episode. We gotta do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No, that's the pig I got.
Wild. She wild. All right, all right. That's that. Let me ask this question then. On top of all the things we just finished talking about, like, now, like, let's bring it to something where, all right, I'm trying to be a faithful man. And in today's world where I could get on Instagram and find, like, I could just flip the fucking feed and find 50 chicks' pictures with booties on it. How do I decide, all right, well, either this is something that I'm into or deciding this is something that I got to stop doing.
That's wrong.
Because of what, like, I'm either in a relationship or I just, like, or what do y'all feel about that? How y'all feel?
I'm always look. I don't give a fuck. Nigga. That's just man. Human nature.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, pursuing or I've never pursued. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would fuck with maybe some conversation and shit might just happen organically or something. But at the same time, you feel me?
Back to the topic. With today's world, being a man, like, being a man is harder with, like, Instagram, with OnlyFans, with booty pictures from bitches all the time. No. And society telling you, you ain't supposed to look at that stuff. Not only are you not supposed to look at that stuff, but you also not supposed to objectify them, and you also not supposed to think, like, only skinny chicks is hot.
But it depends, because, you know, looking ain't the wrong to look. Because, you know, everybody looks.
Can't help.
Like, you know, like, niggas have got eyes and shit. Mm-hmm. You don't look, like, no matter what it is, I don't give a damn who the chick is. If I think she thick, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna see. I want to know if she thick or not. She can be butt ass ugly, but I'm gonna say, man, I want to see thick or not. And I'm gonna look. If she thick, I'm like, damn, she hella ugly, but she thick. I'm gonna keep it moving. And I'm gonna be like, man, like,
but at the same time, like, you gotta, I mean,
like, what she look like. So, you know, I'm gonna look. Like, I want to know. Like, I'm looking at everything. I don't give a fuck. I'm looking.
I don't care what nobody say, man. Girls looking at, or women, whatever you want to call them, shit, they looking at the same thing, man. You look on their feed, I'm sure, in their little group chats, They sending dick pics to each other and all this other shit, man. And so I'm like, there ain't no difference, man. Like, are you know, like, gray sweatpants and shit? You know, it was like, what's the difference? They just hide it better, and we just more like.
Here's the difference that you talk about. Here's the difference. Here's how they hiding it. Instead of sending each other like, oh, look at this nigga in his sweatpants, they send each other, oh, look at this nigga. He just made $100,000 this month off of X job, or he's got this new job that he just he got, or whatever it is. They send each other this type of stuff of like, look how accomplished this nigga is, because that's what they attracted to, versus us who are more like visual, and we're attracted to somebody who's we attracted to the chick who's got the only fan page.
You talk about escorts, nigga. These bitches worse than us, nigga. What the hell you talking about, nigga? They be sending all kind of shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
I'm just pointing out one side of it. But you're right. But you're right.
Same shit. The same exact thing. They I don't know. That's all I say. They're looking at the same thing. Ain't no difference. Ain't no difference. As much ass is on there, there's a lot of dick prints on Instagram too. So shit.
Yeah, you're right. No Eggplant Fridays didn't come from nowhere.
There you go.
Oh, man, there you go.
You got some Brussels sprouts. Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. We better come get you some.
I you absolutely right. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, but back to the thing. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with looking. You got eyes to look to see.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Sometimes too. So like, I don't see what the big deal is, and I can see the nigga like, man, I'm looking. I'm about to go grab it. Also, just some random.
Right.
Then that's the issue. But the nigga just looking and keep it moving, like, fuck it. He should be able to do that shit. As long as the nigga don't act on the shit, and then. If he do act on it, oh well, that's that nigga. That just has what he wanted to do.
Just gotta own up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, man, like, yeah.
Whatever consequences come from that.
I wanted to hit. Yep. Like, I wanted to see what it felt like.
Yeah, like you said, Twan, whatever consequences come from that, that's what happened. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
About being a man in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So basically, my kind of. I guess my summary, also from my own perspective over time, you know what I mean? Like you said, having different abilities or attributes as a man doesn't define you as a man. At least I don't feel that way. You feel me? Like, knowing how to change a tire or fix something on your car, and like, that don't make you not a man, bro. Everybody has learned and acquired different things coming up through life, and everybody has a different perspective on what the definition of a man should be. But I guess my question to this right now would be more so, are we speaking from a personal preference or from a generalization as a man?
I'd say both. I'd say both. Like, how do you, what do you feel specifically that applies to you, that makes you feel like this is what I identify as, like, being a man?
Okay, what me personally, I identify as being a man is being decisive, being ambitious, and being confident in the decisions you make in everyday life, and not bending to the wheel. But at the same time, that also comes back around to, I want to touch on the subject of, like Torrance said, how much influence does a woman have over a man? And that comes into play of the power of the P. When you talk about the power of P, that makes me think more along the lines of the power of the P, the power of this pinky ring. It all comes into the game. It comes into a full circle. But that's a whole nother subject and shit we could be talking about. But more so, being man, being confident, ambitious, and basically going for what you want. Do you want to die, whatever age it may be, having regrets or what if, rather than going for something and failing and realizing how bad or how much you want something and what you're willing to do for it. So I guess like ambition is a big thing, and then having the nuts to go for it, and like I respect the fuck out of that. Like, for instance, to simplify things, somebody who gets in a lot of fights but gets their ass whooped a lot, I have a lot of respect for that person because the persistence. And persistence and experience, from my own perception, has been a major teacher. But how hard is your head? How many times you want to keep running into that fucking wall? I mean, not many times. I got a motherfucking numbskull, but I'm smart. Right? Like, I feel like principles is a big part of it. Because me, come as being a man, I understand the perspective of me growing up with mostly a mom most of my life. Like, no disrespect to my pops, but we didn't really get cool until later on in my life. So the majority of the time, I was the man of the house. It was just me and my mama. And the role models I had, the male role models that I had around with me were not productive members of society. There was more so along the gray area of things going on. So, of course, you always want better for your loved ones and the next generation to come up. But we are also, as human beings, male or female, a product of our environment. And we're only as good as we know and the knowledge that we're taught, which stems back to languages and knowledge being destroyed and hidden from us. But I feel it's also our duty as a man to each one teach one. For the next generation coming up, me personally, myself, I don't have no kids, not yet. Hopefully God bless me with one, maybe some eventually soon. But learning from all y'all that do have kids, and I see y'all and the change and the growth as a man and like the maturity and things to come, it's important for us to pass on and instill the proper principles, the proper respect for your elders, and just a way of life and teaching what's right and wrong. Like, it's, there's definitely a yin yang that exists in all life, and it's our responsible as a man to teach the men coming up after us, as well as the women, most importantly, what's right and wrong. And then also, that's also a touchy subject on from what's right and wrong to the masses. But at the same time, as a generalization, we're not a fucking idiot, but you know what's right and wrong, you know what's acceptable and what's not. But just more so, I don't know, I guess being a, not so much a good judge of character, but having a good morale, and, good principles, right? Instilling good principles, but that could be rooted from, I feel like a lot of my good principles from a woman growing up, being that, you know what I mean? The only males I had around was on some, to keep it simple, was on some gangster shit. So I learned all that kind of shit from them, but the women in my life was more so the stable ones who had jobs and was productive members of society and keeping their name clean and shit like that. So you learn from both perspectives, but at the same time, it was my mama, shout out to my mama. She was the one that told me, hey, if everybody feel their way about it, I really don't give a fuck. It's nothing wrong with slapping the shit out of a bitch, but you should never put your hands on a woman. And you take that for face value. It is what it is. Let the comments go crazy. The phone lines blow up. Whatever the fuck. It's just me speaking from my own personal perspective. Now,
Show said it best. Look, a bitch is a bitch, and a woman is a woman.
Right. It's a big difference.
It's a big difference. Yeah.
Shit, man. You covered all bases with that one. Shit.
I feel it was important, bro. We definitely gotta make some shit happen, man.